From Sidney Perley's Historic Storms of New England, the hurricane of June 23, 1782. In southern Vermont and vicinity, on Sunday, June 23, 1782, occurred a terrific wind, accompanied in some places by a thundershower and by hail. It first appeared in the northwestern part of Massachusetts, in the town of Dalton, which was then known as a shoe lot equivalent, at about noon. As far as reports show, the hurricane was unaccompanied by hail or rain. It pervaded the place and tore up many trees by the roots, twisting off some that were a foot in diameter, 6 or 7 feet from the ground. A new house, measuring 47 by 18 feet, 2 stories in height, the outside of which had just been finished, and a tan house, 42 feet in length and 22 feet wide, both of the buildings being the property of Major Jeremiah Cady, were blown from their foundations and both dashed to pieces, the tan house being carried about 20 feet. The tornado swept on to Manchester, in Vermont, where it arrived at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There, it did great damage to grain and buildings. As it left Manchester, it divided into 3 parts, one taking a northwesterly direction to Pollet, another proceeding northeasterly, and the third taking an easterly course. The northeast branch of the hurricane was accompanied by a terrible thunder shower during which the flashes of lightning were incessant, the whole heavens seeming to be one blaze of fire. The wind and the hail that accompanied the shower almost entirely destroyed the grain. It passed onward to Royalton, where the rain fell in such quantity that the water was knee-deep in the houses, and many buildings were undermined and ruined. One house was thrown down and carried a considerable distance by the flood. Hail of extreme size fell here plentifully, and it was affirmed by credible people that some of the stones were 6 inches in length, and, by estimation, weighed a pound. The shower passed over the Connecticut River, but history gives no account of further damage in that direction. The easterly branch of the tornado was about 1/2 of a mile in width, and passed through Wethersfield, then crossed the Connecticut River into New Hampshire, where it proceeded through Claremont and Croydon. Its path was a scene of devastation. The wind tore up and twisted off many trees, and all the houses, barns, and other buildings within its range were razed to their foundations or racked and torn in a terrific manner. At Claremont, a house belonging to a Mr. Spencer was blown down, the sills even being torn up and twisted like withes. Mr. Spencer caught his 10-year-old daughter up in his arms and attempted to escape with her, together with his wife, but it was too late. The house fell, and they were all buried in the ruins, the child being killed in her father's arms. Mr. and Mrs. Spencer were dug out soon after the storm was over, and he was found to have escaped with slight contusions, but she was almost fatally injured. Whether the same shower continued as far as Newburyport, Massachusetts or not is uncertain, but on that afternoon, Captain Edward Burbeck was struck by lightning and instantly killed while standing near a clock in his chamber in that town.